This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Outer Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello. 31st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. You're going right in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, let me set it off like this. To everybody, from early this morning, late last night, early into the morning, all throughout the day, man, on social media, personal phone calls, reaching out, everybody who wished me happy birthday, greatly appreciate it, man. Definitely made my day a lot better, and it was going great to begin with. But y'all was like the icing on top of the cake, no pun intended. Heck, pun intended. So I appreciate all of y'all, man. Thank you for reaching out, especially y'all who blew up Facebook, man. I will make my best efforts to answer each of y'all personally. But know that I will pop in from time to time in the comments and say thank you all very much. No, I appreciate it, all right? The real talks. Thank you so much. And like I said, got to build up my family too. Made sure I had a great birthday. My lovely wife, MJ, my sons, Andoni and Sancho. Sancho and Andoni made sure I was. And then, you know, everybody who reached out. All the youngsters from baseball and from all the other youth programs I'm involved in. Appreciate all of y'all, man. Continue to do well and make me proud, and that would be my present, you know? But I appreciate all of y'all. Thank you all so much. And we're doing big things today. We had Solomon Super Center, all right, up here in Harbor Bay, getting it in, getting the shop on. And as you know, we've been doing a great promotion for the last several weeks in collaboration with Solomon's, all right, the Snackathon. And you know, you had some great sponsors on board. You had AML, you had Solomon's Fresh Markets, the Bahamas Feeding Network, Hands for Hunger. You had the whole Guardian Radio family, just, you know, Guardian Radio, Star, Hot 91.7. And, of course, you had the Nassau Guardian as well. So definitely a great promotion that came along. And I think that's what we need to do, is give back as a company, you know, as an entity to the community. So I'm all for it. And sending kids back to school and making sure they got something to eat, that's the most important thing. Because, listen, I tell you, as an adult, when I get the munchies, I got to take care of the munchies. I can't focus on nothing else. The good thing, I'm going to take the munchies. On a break, I will go find some sustenance. Because they got plenty of good things around here. I got my eye on a bag of pistachios right now, but I put on, no, I'm joking. But I think it's awesome what they did. And don't forget, we're also on location, a couple other, you know, great Solomon's locations. We've got Star out there at Solomon's in Yamacraw. And we got Hart down there at Solomon's Super Center at Harbor Bay. I mean, in Old Fort, right? Or Abundant Life. But Highway. Oh, you're talking about the original Solomon's. So why you leave Old Fort bailed, man? That's my Solomon's, man. I get to hear them when they come in. Why leave the best? Why you leave the best inside? Man, Wally, what's going on? They got the Eastern Road covered and all that stuff. What happened to the best? Anyway, bring the AML people. I need to talk to them in a minute. Yeah, we can find out. You know, I got to pick up my Harbor Bay. I got to pick up my mom. Solomon's out there at Old Fort Shopping, man. You come on now. That's my spot. But big them up too, man, because they've been part of the event long, getting the donations, and it's awesome, all right? And here's how you donate, all right? Real simple, in case you missed it and you want to do it now, you still got a great opportunity, all right? You donate at the register in cash or with points you've earned, and you lose nothing. Now, there's no such thing as a donation too small. Every cent counts. Every Solomon loyalty point counts. And every good intention counts. And they all add up to create a symphony of positive change. So whether you can spare a little or a lot, once we stand together as a community, we're going to make this back-to-school season unforgettable for those who truly deserve it. And like I always tell you, there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. So donate. I think it's awesome at Solomon's. I shop there regularly. They got your customer reward points. All right. I give them my card every week when I shop. And I think those points that I've earned, I'm going to go ahead and pay them forward and donate those points to the program, all right? That's how we roll. That's how you want to do it. You can do that, or you can break out some cash. You never know. Or you could do both. The most important thing is you're getting kids back to school and you're making sure they're fed, all right? And it's still, you got time to turn up the dial and can still get in, even though we're wrapping it up today. Do your shopping today. If you do it on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, do it today. Give those points forward or make that donation today, all right? Because it all goes to a great cause. And we'll be talking with the folks from AML and from Solomon's Fresh Markets throughout the broadcast. And like I said, we're live from their Harbor Bay location. So we will be taking a break, you know, throughout the broadcast to talk to them. But right now, I'm going to jump on in and make it do what it do. All right. So let's see all we got here, we'll be working with. All right. For all the Texans texting me, happy birthday. I greatly appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. You know, and it's all good. At the end of the day, though, we got other things to talk about that jumped up off the pages today. So let's jump into the headliners right now. All right. The local headlines was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the Nassau Guardian. Here's the big headlines for today, Thursday, August 31st. SE exam results worsen. Girls continue to outperform boys. And I know Pearly was talking about it in detail, but we opened in the lines today. So I want you to chime on in and let me know how you feel. Text lines are open and the phone lines are open. And you know how to chime in via the phone lines. But let me remind you, in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. And, of course, you know the text line is powered by BTC, 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. Sound off. Let me know how you feel. All right? I'm dealing with the headliners right now. I brought you a quest by Fine Threads. And once I get through them, I'll be talking to the folks from Fresh Markets and, you know, breaking all that goodness down for you. But like I said, BGCSC exams worsen. Girls continue to outperform boys, and that's the truth. But you know what? Like I keep telling you, young fellas, you guys cutting up, acting the fool, showing off. Girls, keep one eye on you and one eye on the book. Fellas, you ought to keep both eyes elsewhere and not on the book. You all got to get it together. I don't know about your generation, but my generation, you couldn't have too many of the girls winning all the academic prizes. We'd have to talk to a couple of the fellas and say, all right, you all got to represent for us. And then if we had to copy off them, then we would, but it would all work out, you know what I mean? Each one teach one, each one reach one. But more importantly, to get back to school. And what I think, you know, we got to look at, and I think it's important what, you know, we're doing here today with Fresh Markets and AML, is getting kids back fed. I think a lot of that is because kids are lacking the nutrition, lacking the sustenance, and it's hard for them. I don't think that's the major factor, but that's a contributing factor. And we have to look at it like to embrace academics. I'm still hearing that there's a lot of reports that the kids are getting bullied in school because they're smart or they aspire to be smart. We got to eliminate a lot of that in the school programs. Those are a lot of the contributing factors. And then, you know, there's breakdowns too between, you know, schools and how information is disseminated at home. And parents have to be just as involved in the school as they are with everything else. Other headlines, special education hires viewed as game-changing. 62 children who had been waiting for special needs assessments in their public education system since 2020, and 30-plus children waiting to get into school that can handle special needs, finally had the assistance they needed, Acting Director of Education Dominique McCartney-Russell said yesterday. The Ministry of Education recently hired 22 special education teachers, something education officials called exciting and described as game-changing. Well, I'm looking forward to the game being changed, and I'm glad to know that there are specialty teachers that can now deal with special needs kids, how they need to be dealt with in 2023. Okay, Naughty, so the richest people on the island aren't part of the snackathon? We're a community, right? And yes, I already donated already. Well, that makes two of us there, Texter. How do we expect anything different when the school system is such crap, Naughty? I say that from a working perspective, seeing how the ministry, administration, and parents do things. Well, text, I guess I was, me and you were on the same page, but obviously, you know, if we're going to improve that school program, parents have to be a part of it just as much as the faculty. And communication and dissemination of information needs to be key as well, too. Can't be, you know, straining knots and swallowing camels. All right? You got to look at it for what it is. And if we need to improve, then it improves across the board. Meaning you have dialogue, you involve parents, you involve the schools, and then you involve outreach programs that can actually be brought in to facilitate if this thing's lacking in the curriculum or if kids need special attention. And I think, you know, to get the special education hired into the school programs is very good. It's a good thing. We need teachers who specifically with those at-needs kids, with those kids that need the special education. And if we do it right, there can be less of a stigma involved with it. Because I think that's another problem, too. You got these kids today are vicious compared to when we were growing up. Really. The visceral is live. It's real. So you have to take all of those components in and look to where we're going. But I think all of these things need to be discussed moving forward. And folks need to get involved so we can make the best educational system for this country, both private and public, that we can make. And it's always easy to point fingers and say, oh, well, blame the school or blame the teacher or whatever. No, we got to look at it. There's a reason why these BGCSE exams worsened. And there's mitigating factors, and parental involvement is one of them. Got to call it for what it is. All right. Now, let's check the text lines. I got some more text coming through. Naughty happy birthday. With age comes wisdom. You can still switch over to being an eagle before you see the Savior in glory. But if not, enjoy your days. The Sundays you meet the eagles, you'll be crying. We talk sports at 5 o'clock. And I'll tell you, texter, only Jesus could come from on high right now and tell me to pull for another football team apart from the Dallas Cowboys. I can tell you. And if I had options, I wouldn't go out and be a she-eagle like you, you feathery fowl. And I wouldn't, no, only thing I could say is, I ain't gonna talk too bad about the Dolphins because I got two sitting here with me on remote. But I sitting in the product section of Solomon's in Harbor Bay, surrounded by wonderful fruits and vegetables, but all I can smell is fish. Dolphin, y'all been holding this corner too long, you dolphins. You need to stop. And look who I see here today, my sir. And you look good in pink and white too, you know. That's your color. Carol, you look good. And of course, you can text us on the text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Shameless plug for my good sponsor, who I love for years. That's how you do it, Turley. All right? That's how you do it. Write that down. When you see said sponsor, instantly pick up said sponsor. Look at Purdy now. He mad for that Dolphin reference. Yeah. Good laugh. We know who came in camp yesterday? Ig Bahini. Boy, I tell you. You Dolphin fans, you all kill me. But who's worse than Dolphin fans? You all Eagle fans. You all are the new menace to society. Yeah, because at least KC just win a Super Bowl every now and again, Purdy. The Eagles don't do nothing. But yes, I noticed that too, Purdy. There's a plethora of KFC fans. We know KFC. Look at that Freudian slip. We know there's a ton of KFC fans. But in addition to that, we got a ton of KC fans out of nowhere now. I asked them to tell me who Bill Kenny was. They got to Google it. You know what I mean? Come on. How about Len Dawson? You know him? Yeah, come on. Yeah, you know what I mean? But nothing. Or maybe Kenny still. The big defensive lineman they had back in the day was an all-pro. Y'all got to know. I'll make it easy for you all. Joe Montana used to play for you all because he did, you know. You still haven't given up on Russell Wilson, but that's fine. I have given up on him in fantasy. In fact, I have thrown him over into the abyss. Russell Wilson is fantasy kryptonite. You and Russell Wilson have a nice weekend. Go through the entrance. We don't mind. Just go. But Russell Wilson. Oh, Lord. It's Friday. Wait, he came up in the drive the other night. I sucked my teeth and walked out, and I let them auto-pick for me, and I got a better pick, Jared Goff. Not too much better, but better. All right, how about this one? Promised report on government contracts never publicized. What else is new and different with this administration? They got a lot of promises, but the rubber don't hardly meet the road. And of course, you know, a report on government contracts never publicized, that would lead to accountability and transparency, which this administration is allergic to. Because obviously, if you make the you don't use the Procurement Act, you don't want to know who's, you don't want people to know the contracts. So if you remove the Procurement Act, why do I expect a promised report to be publicized? Because what is a promise? A comfort to a what? And we've been comforted too many times over 50 years. We got to stop being comforted, be a little bit uncomfortable, and hold each set accountable. Because we need to know why it wasn't publicized. 6 months after Prime Minister Davis told Parliament the Ministry of Finance was finalizing a report on contracts awarded by his administration since coming to office in September 2021, and will aim to have the first edition published in due course, no such report has been published. Asked yesterday the status of the report, Financial Secretary Simon Wilson said that was a matter for the acting chief procurement officer, Carl Oliver, given that that is his technical question. Why do I get that every chance Mr. Wilson gets to pass the buck or finger point, he does? Boy, I tell you, one thing I got to say about a lot of us dudes who went to St. Andrews, we came out with backbone and integrity. Mr. Wilson, man, you making me ashamed to say we went to school together, Simon. I can be honest with you. You keep this up, I can start referring to you by your school nickname. Yeah, that's what I could do. Oh, I see all my friends on my birthday today. Got to big up all my crew. And I'm telling you, man, people want to know. And if you remove the Procurement Act, that's the easiest way to not have to publicize anything. So with no Procurement Act, how do you expect to get a contract publicized if it was promised? Promises talks, promises air. We've seen this administration is full of talks and full of air. Air flyer miles too, but not answers. So if you're expecting that, you got to keep on waiting. Maybe we'll get it another 6 months from now, but it ain't happening today. And why should the buck be passed? Ask this one, ask this one, ask that one. Shouldn't Mr. Wilson be able to answer that question in his capacity? Government clarifies commercial driver's licenses. Now, this is something, listen, set on fuego yesterday. After police announced that they are targeting operators of commercial vehicles who do not have the proper licenses, the Ministry of Transportation and Housing yesterday clarified the proper application for the commercial driver's license and pledged, now let me get to the business section where it's continued, all right, because I want to be in, you know, fully clear on this. And the vehicles weighing less than 10,000 pounds are not required to have a commercial driver's license. As training for operators to obtain a commercial driver's license from the Road Traffic Department is ongoing, the Ministry and the Royal Bahamas Police Force will work. Okay, so what's the criteria to obtain these licenses? Who's doing the testing on these licenses? Who's certified to, or who's qualified to certify said drivers? And what's the cost? And if it is done by the Ministry of Transportation, how much are we going to make toward the Treasury on these licenses? And we got any commercial drivers out there who drive those kind of vehicles? Please chime in. I want to know your opinion on that. I really do. I've gotten a couple earlier already, but yeah, I can't really repeat them on the air, but I understand how passionate and fired up you are. And we will talk in depth about this on Monday as well, when we do the Abaco report, when we have Roscoe Thompson with us, because this is set up a whole situation in Family Islands, including Abaco. And now fire trucks can't be driven in the case of an emergency. Sometimes we got to think before we leap. You know what I mean? Let me check these other texts that are coming in. Now, Naughty, these parents are worthless and the ministry is spineless and toothless. We need, one, a military boot camp to break and rebuild the deviants physically and mentally. And two, we need to make a parent certificate that you need to legally have kids without being fined or jailed. And you only get it by taking and passing parenting classes and human developmental psychology classes. Okay. Listen, I feel where you're coming from on maybe some of the human developmental and psychology classes for parents that seem to be at risk and may need them. But at the same, as far as the boot camp goes, to an extent, as far as you're only dealing with individuals that have proven that every other course of action to rehabilitate them or get them on the right path has failed. Sometimes when you go that route, kids rebel even more. And other times they fall right in line. So I'll say the jury is still out on my opinion based on a boot camp. But as far as, you know, getting at-risk parents who are certified, who have put up red flags to get the help and the counseling they need so they can become better parents, I'm for that. But then it has to have it requires the properly trained individuals in the school systems or in whatever community, you know, branches of the community there are that deal with kids to be able to identify the red flags and the warning signs properly. So it needs some due diligence. It needs some vetting. But I think that could help because, you know, sometimes if a parent doesn't know any better, they can't do any better. And the child suffers in the long run. In order to get people where they need to be, so be it. But again, it has to be set up properly and effectively so all behaviors benefit. And it's done correctly. Now, here's something that jumped out to me and absolutely disgusts me. And when I first heard it, it had, you know, a lot of people upset. But now today, I hear the report of an attempted abduction of a toddler that was not accurate, police say. Police said a report that a 50-year-old man attempted to abduct a 2-year-old girl who was at a supermarket with her mother is not as reported. On Tuesday, police said a woman was at a supermarket in southwestern New Providence when a man approached them. Police reported that the man then attempted to push the cart away from the woman and remove the child, but the mother was able to hold on to her daughter and call for help. However, police said yesterday that after investigating as well as reviewing surveillance footage from the immediate area, the incident is not as reported. Additionally, members of the public are advised that making false reports is an offense and can lead to prosecution. Now, on the video surveillance, and they can say that this incident didn't happen. This now brings me back to asking the question, excuse me, why, as we as a people, love to go on social media and lie and just spread, you know, it sound like it ain't no true. You know, it sound like it smell like BS. It smell like BS. It sound like BS. It look like BS, but you can share it anyway. And there you have it. And by goodness, we almost had another tragedy the other day. You had the young man released who was listed as a sexual offender. They had an incident in the community. The description did not even fit the recently released sex offender. But who did everybody go in the lynch mob form and vigilantism style? That's what they went to. So while I do support having a sexual offenders registry, you have to do it the right way because you don't want vigilantism to rear its ugly head out of that. And then to hear reports like absolutely false to get everybody all up in arms and all irate makes no sense. And then like somebody just texted, Naughty, maybe it's somebody's political is putting it out to distract people off of the real issues we need to talk about. All right. So we'll see. We got more to talk about, but right now, as we get to the break, or before we go to the break, we got to talk with our good friends from AML, Alico Markets Limited, and of course, you know, from Fresh Markets. What's happening? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I know you had to go through a lot today. You had to do a lot of talking. You had to carry a lot of talk shows today. You ain't got to worry about that with me.
Thank
you. Can get through this in and out, man. This is all good. My first question is, though, why you share out my personal Fresh Market, which is over Fort Bay?
Uh-huh.
That's my personal one.
We're here at Fresh Market, Harbor Bay.
No, Old Fort. That's my own.
That's where you wanted to be
today? I claim that. Why you didn't send me there?
We're not there today.
But that's why I'm asking. Because I go there.
Right.
And when I go there, they can say, but Naughty, why we wasn't on remote? Why you was up in Harbor Bay? Why you wasn't here?
We're the same people. We're the same. Fresh Market, Harbor Bay.
I know. I know that. Because when I'm in the East and I got to grab something from here, I do. But my loyalty and my loyalty card remains in the West.
That's fine. It actually works everywhere, though.
No, I know. But you don't know. You got to come with me on a Sunday in there when I roll in there.
Okay.
That's my Fresh Market. I'm telling you. From Roddy and the crew in the deli section,
uh-huh,
with all the meats,
Roddy, yes,
with the chorizo,
yes,
and the prosciutto.
You come
and
on,
I go Sundays.
Too?
I go Sundays, man. I roll Sundays.
The Friday?
I've been there a couple of times, but they banned me.
What happened?
Because I said Toda. And I show up with the foil and the wheelbarrow and stuff. I'm like, no, this is your Fresh Market, Naughty, but you got to leave the pasta for the people. I said, okay, fine. So I come Sunday. And Sunday works out. Because see, what you don't know is,
mm-hmm,
on Sunday, if you get at a certain time, you hit the deli section, uh-huh, you got all them salads. You
okay.
got your tuna salad, your
right.
chicken salad, your egg salad, your mm-hmm. macaroni salad. Man, I just load up on them, and I'm a big kind of sandwich guy.
So that means you have some.
Well, I got is loyalty points.
How much loyalty points do you get?
That I could turn them over to your program.
How you know?
How I know? Because I got my white card in my wallet. You can flash it right now.
Do they send you emails?
I get my email updates all the time.
So
as soon as I finish coming out.
Marketing as well?
As soon as I come out the store, they let me know what time it is.
Man, you are Mr. Fresh Market.
That's why I'm telling you, why is Old Fort Bay not on there? You can keep coming right back to this. So I said the next time you do this, because I think this is an awesome promotion. And we have to do it again. And I love the fact that we're getting kids back to school.
Right.
With their, you know, the snackathon.
Right.
Because I heard y'all talking earlier, and it's true. I'm a rusty big guy.
Mm-hmm.
I get the munchies.
Mm-hmm.
Totally distracted. I already put up my disclaimer. I'm in here.
Hangry.
I'm distracted. If I get the munchies, there's a deli over there. There's fruit right here. So if you hear me munching out of the break, I'm at home.
You got to work
But I can get
hangry.
To it. Sometimes a kid can't get to it in school. Sometimes
That's
they
true.
Don't have it.
Absolutely.
And them hunger pangs start hitting, and you ended up acting the fool.
That's dangerous.
So we need to make sure they're fed. And what I love about it is they're getting the assistance they need, but it's anonymous. So you don't have to go through it. Because kids today,
it's embarrassing.
They mean.
Yeah. You don't know what they're going to do.
Good job.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
And I like the fact you can donate cash,
mm-hmm,
you can donate your points, or you can donate both.
Yep.
So I'm going to call my CEO right now, my wife,
yes,
to find out if I donate the points,
okay,
if I donate cash, or both.
Okay.
Because we might be holding that for like Christmas shopping.
Right.
And then we'll just do the cash, or we might just do both.
That's good.
But that's what I like. People can do it optionally. And
yeah,
no donation is too big or too small, correct?
No too small and no too big.
Now, how has it been over the weeks that we've been running this promotion?
It's been doing good because we've had it at all of our Salomon stores.
Right.
So it's been coming in pretty good. We've been getting some good support. And so today, you got to get in before 7 o'clock. So
right.
Hurry up.
Like I told them, do your shopping today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, catch you on the pasta, you know, today. Come to Pasta Friday tomorrow.
Come to Pasta Friday tomorrow.
And see if you can donate any points.
And then, so when you come in today, this is the time where you can get triple points on our hot box.
What?
Is the time. So when you spend $1 on the hot box,
wait,
you
get
three points each dollar.
I get into the hot box, so hurry up. Let's get to the break. Now, I'm a big fan of at all of the Fresh Markets. I talked about the deli with the deli meats and all of that, but the actual food you get over there is off the chain.
The hot food you get over there is good.
The salmon, the steak.
I had
an oxtail in the West, man. That was
and
off
the
chain.
And the salad is my favorite. In the salad is the kale.
Yep.
They massage that kale with the oil.
There you go.
Night.
So you definitely got to come and check it out. There's something for everybody always.
Yep.
At Fresh Market. And if you are a foodie like me, this is your spot.
Are you the charcuterie board foodie?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
No, I'm more like, let me tell you what kind of foodie I am. You see a meat section over there?
Oh, did you see the aged meat?
That's what I'm talking about, man. The aged meat off the aged cuts over there. The New York strips are always perfectly cut. The ribeyes are all good. I like the sausages, too. You got your Italian sausage. You got the spicy. They make great sausage when you want to do that bolognese.
Yes.
That's where you got to come. You got to get them sausages from Fresh Market.
You are bougie.
I'm a foodie.
You said bolognese.
Bolognese.
Okay, then.
Bolognese. If you want me to say it ghetto, I can do that, too. I'm fishing in junglers, too.
Do you do the white sauce on top, too?
Sometimes.
Don't play.
But I'm more of a fan of the red sauce.
The cheese sauce.
Yeah, you talking about me being bougie. That's super indulgence. That's some Bobby Flay-ish right there. But you could do all of that right here. Another thing that I love about Fresh Market, you got the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You got the beef and the pork ribs. Football season is coming up.
You don't even need to cut the ribs.
You don't have to do nothing with them. Just season them. Put them on the rack. Bada bing, bada boom.
Mm-hmm.
all through football season, this is where I do my tailgating, man.
That's
whether
it.
It's chicken, whether it's pork, whether it's beef, this is where we do it. We're doing burgers, we're doing tacos, we're doing empanadas, we're doing all that. This is the spot, the only spot.
So you know you can, we cater as well.
Yep. But so I'm going to let you tell them about it.
You can place in your order, and they'll give you what you need. If you're having a party, you can get wings. You can get the
so if I want to do a kickoff plate. If I want to do a kickoff party for football this week or next weekend coming up, I say, look, I got 10 fellas coming over.
That's it.
To watch the game, man. What are we going
to
do?
To the deli. You call to the deli and let them know that you want to place an order. You want your hot wings, all the things that you need to add to your party. They can put it together. You know, your chips and your dip. And you got the healthy dip.
Yep. My wife is into the healthy dips now, too.
Yep.
And I'm starting to get over to them, too, because I dabbled with one or two of them. I'm like, hey, these are good.
They taste good, right?
Yeah. And you know what, another product you got when it comes to dips that I recommend for football season? If you go in the back there, they got a wide selection of dips. And you get salmon flavored, you get the chives flavored, you get all the flavoring right there. That salmon one is off the chain.
Okay. You're really working on this Old Fort Bay remote.
But yeah, man. In fact, I'm working on all your remotes from here on out. That's how I roll. Let's get you all on as a regular sponsor from 4 to 6. That's how I do it. I don't know about how it damn, but this is how the big dog roll. Okay?
That's what I'm
talking
about.
This ain't my first rodeo. I've been elected to many all-star teams by the fans, by the players, and by the managers. We good. But no, like all my sponsors, though, I believe in their products. So I'm not just telling you this now. If
yes.
you could see, I'll show you my damage. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I roll. And at the end of the day, the fact that you got consistent products,
mm-hmm.
consistent service, and you do great community benefits.
Initiatives,
that's why you got my support, man. You give back, and that's what I enjoy.
We see we've increased.
But I can be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You already remodeled my old fort location.
Yes.
And I had to get used to it. I like the remodeling that's new, but when I bank on what normally used to be like, The Togi wafer aisle.
Yes.
See, y'all don't know about them Togi wafers, but I know about them Togi wafers. When I bang through Togi wafer aisle, I say, what are you doing in Togi wafer aisle? But now I realize that aisle is awesome, and I still find my Togi wafer, so it's good.
And we're expanding our selection up to over 1,000 new items.
Correct.
So we're filling in the gaps. You see that now.
But and making space for more new
making
products.
Space for more new
That's
products.
That's what I like. Good stuff. So now, listen, I got to take some text real quick. But Wally, can we get to the break at some point? Because I got texts telling me, Noy, you all need to be quiet talking about that food. I stuck in traffic and I'm hungry. All right, let's go to the break. Mr. Producer, let Sparky know. We'll come to him right out of the break. So let's get this break in, and then we'll talk to Sparky right out of the break. We're live, Fresh Markets, Harbor Bay. My number two Fresh Market. Number one is Old Fort, but guess what? This is a solid number. This is like 1B to their 1A, okay? So that's how we roll, and we're doing it, you know, all part of the snackathon. Come on down today. Don't forget today you get triple points in the hot box right now after 4:30, so that makes a, you know, a good play right there. You donate those points over, that's a good thing. Triple points you're donating over. We're here until 6. They're here until 6, but I mean the store's open until 7, so come on in, do what you need to do, and it's all supporting a great cause. We'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. We got Sparky coming up. Don't touch it.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidence.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andras, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, You just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the 2-5 free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your coworkers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information. That's BahamasResidence.com.
Okay, school bag. Books. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too? Just lay it on
the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. On those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine thread is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine thread is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
back at you on the Thursday, August 31st edition of Talking Heads. And again, man, everybody here in Fresh Market who wish me happy birthday, I greatly appreciate it. Thanks so much. And big up to the crew, man. Mr. Douglas and the crew from Divinius, man. They got an awesome hot sauce, man. You definitely got to check that out. And they're doing big things, and they're behaving, you know, and that's what I love. That's what I love, too. And big up to all my crew over there, John Shoes as well, too. John Simon and the gang. Greatly appreciate it, little bro. Appreciate you and your family and all that you do for me, man. And thank you. I will. You know I shall, and you know how I will. All right. Boy, listen here. Pearly. Boy, did you see this report? The most lucrative league in the world is the NFL. $163 billion. And if the NFL... But hold on. If the NFL is worth $163 billion, the Dallas Cowboys are worth $10 billion. We have to be, by far, the most lucrative franchise in all of sports. Just want to remind you of that. Where are the Dolphins on that list? They're in a nice middle-class neighborhood, though, right? Yeah, you laughing, Pearly, because it's funny. I see you telling me that we're number one. I get it. It's all good. No, but some of these headlines today, folks, they were definitely, you know, head scratches. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This Ed, man.
Hello.
I don't want to talk about no football.
Talk what you want to talk about, man.
Pearly have his own show. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, you want Pearly to have his own show?
You are now creating other talk show hosts.
I'm now what?
Creating other talk show hosts.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Crack the door open and get as many through as you can who got the talent and the potential. I want to know where you go and know Kevin Pearly your own show. Who can fill in?
No, in that view.
So
you have already. Okay.
No, but who can fill in for me when Pearly get his own show?
I don't know.
You ain't want me going away.
I don't feel like you're stuck. See ya, man. Hey, man, it's you. I enjoyed that show today, bro.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed Pearly. Well, what I would suggest you do, right?
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of texters reach out and a lot of callers reach out. And I ain't getting in it like that. But I will give my brother an endorsement.
Yeah.
He does a great job holding it down for me, allowing me to do my things that I need to do extracurricular. He's done a great job holding it down for Lang. So I would suggest you all write management and say, hey, do you want to hear more of Pearly? That's how you do it. So, you know, write for Pearly.
He covered a lot of bases, man. You know, I mean, the whole spectrum, I'm quite encouraged.
But he does cover the spectrum. So I agree with you on that. Pearly's very broad, you know. Pearly is a great conversationalist. He can have a great conversation.
Now, if that connection he has with the kids, you know, if that could be expanded on, much potential.
There you go. Well, I appreciate your call, and I suggest, you know, that you reach out to management and make that suggestion to them.
Thank you, Noddy.
No problem, man. Have a good one. Appreciate your call. Pearly look like you're turning into your agent in short order. What if I create it? I tell you. But no, like I say, I'll be honest with you. I've been doing this for a long time. There are only two people in this world who I will ever turn my microphone over to. One I married, MJ. Another one is Pearly. And the third one is about ready to turn 16 on the 14th of September. And when he's 16, I got unleashed Stat Boy on the world. And then you will see what my retirement program is really all about. That's my 401k plan right there, baby. So, yeah, no, I applaud y'all, and I say, hey, oh, God, here come the Sockers. Gee whiz. Well, yeah, Naughty, you know soccer gonna represent for Pearly. All the way with Pearly. Soccer's got soccer's back. I can start talking about food again to make you hungry, Texter. That's what I can do. Around here about sock this and sock that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
From the moment you go on and show your face out east in on your birthday, you bring all the sour vibe from the Dallas Cowgirls east with you to Dolphin territory?
Oh, Lord. Dawson, happy birthday, belated. The only brother, the second best birthday in the month of August, Dawson, the pothole inspector, born on the 30th. Me on the 31st. But I appreciate you, brother. I was going to east, west, north, and south, and especially in the east, on the Eastern Road, where I know where all Dolphin fans are. I like to talk the most smack when I hit the Eastern Road.
It's all good. We accept it. Along with all the potholes growing on it.
Now, what's going on with the potholes, though?
Man, okay, so what we could do, right? I got to start calling in a little bit more regular, right? I could cut the island in the fourth
section. You've been missing. Tell the people what happened. You fell in the pothole, and they had to use your crane to pull you out. And when they pulled you out, you were pulled out from Argentina because you fell in the hole so deep, you landed in Argentina.
Pretty much. I mean, I was so confused. I was speaking French in the Spanish country.
There you go.
Right. these holes are just getting more massive day by day. So you were speaking French in a Spanish country?
I know people that be speaking French in the Bahamian country.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah. So we could cut the island in the fourth. There you could do the northeastern quarter of the island. We could start.
Okay, just break it down for those who did not do well in geography. What is the northeastern quarter of the island?
We could run from Blue Hill by Government House all the way out to Eastern Point. Going say no deeper in than Soldier Road.
Okay. So what does it look like?
Through. All right. So we got all of Colebrook coming down the hill from Government House. All of that needs to repave with all them pumps and bumps. I ain't gonna call them potholes, but they will destroy your suspension same way. They got the manhole right there in front of Dunkin' Donuts that needs to raise for the last 15 years.
The one that'll speed up your tire if you hit it at the wrong angle?
The gup-gup, yeah.
Mm, the gup-gup, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Trolling east on Bay Street. Pretty much the entirety of Bay Street needed to repave. And the whole reason for this is that they have run trenches horizontally across Bay Street years ago. I know if ain't no one drive it in a government car in a hot minute to feel them, but every time you go over them, you want dip in the hole. And I know about y'all, dip is something that we don't sell in the Bahamas. That's an American thing. We don't do tobacco down here. So we got all of them that needs to fix. We got a hole forming right after you pass by Potter's Peak, or a hole that is there by Potter's Peak, by the exit that has come across by where Outback Steakhouse used to be. That's going on about
That's a wicked one right there.
Mm-hmm.
I met that one.
Yep. That one's being patched about four times in the last year. They ain't learned it. They ain't building the road back right. We got two new trenches that they just went and opened up that they need to fix back. They got one right after that in front of Harborside, and then they got one up almost by Brown's Boat Basin. Both of them.
And you even got off East Bay Street yet? You even hit Montague yet?
No.
Well, you know what? You got to pick this for Bar Show because I got to get to the break. But if you're available tomorrow, I need you to chime back in early, and let's finish this pothole report, because I got people texting me saying, Naughty, man, he could do the Southwest corridor. I had no now.
Southwest need Jesus.
Boy, this whole island need Jesus. But anyway.
You ain't lie. The country.
We got to get to the break. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the potholes. Happy birthday. Enjoy it. Rock out till you clock out. And, we'll get together over the weekend and have a cocktail or two before football season.
Absolutely.
All right, my brother. Be safe on the road. We're going to get to the news right now. On the flip side of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. I appreciate everybody who chimed in the first hour. Good stuff. And like I said, we'll continue to talk about it tomorrow because I'll open up the lines all over again. And my special guest tomorrow, Mr. Joe Darvo out of Freeport. All right. So, yes, man, we can have a good conversation with Joe, Uncle Joe. And I would be talking about the oil spills up there in Grand Bahama. We'll be talking about that swim with the pig operation and a couple other things going on. So be sure to join us for that, all right? But that quick break right now. We're live from Solomon Supercenter Harbor Bay, all part of the big snackathon promotion. Get on in. Give us those points. Spend some money. Make some donations. And, of course, we're here until 6 for the break. Keep it right where you got it. The August 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Fresh edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We are live, Solomon Supercenter Harbor Bay, Fresh Market, getting it in. And, you know, it's all part of that big snackathon promotion we've been running. We bring it to a close today, but it's been a great promotion, and you still have a chance to get in today.
Till seven.
And turn over those points that you earn or make a cash donation to a great cause, making sure we send kids back to school.
With their belly full. Yes.
And sometimes that's the most important thing. Make sure they get there, you know, well-fed. Make sure they have food throughout the day, and they'll take care of the rest.
Uh-huh.
All right. But let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller that's been holding, so let me get to that call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, man. I promised to call when I heard your last caller. You know, but he have a good point. But here's my point. He called up with Blue Road and, you know, but need payment. You got some road more urgently need payment than Blue Road. And again, I say, I repeat this over and over. The government needs to buy at least 3 paving machines. At least 3.
I think you've said this at least 10 times.
Huh?
I think you've said this at least 10 times.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You see, but I promised to call because, see, as long as we continue doing business, one machine ain't gonna cut it. And you need at least 3. And don't be contracting no things. Contract only costs all kind of money. Hire the people, because if a guy been working on the paving team for about 10, 15 years, he should run a crew. And therefore, you could hire some people, and that'll be permanent job, because paving is a year-round thing. And another thing I noticed, these guys, them who say they patching, is only okay to get a contract. They throw the tire there, and look, you got to slow down with they patch. Because it's wobbly, bumpy, you know.
Correct.
You've got to slow down. And I see that happening.
And see, without a procurement act, you don't know who's getting the contracts to do these things, so you don't know the qualifications and so on and so forth.
Thank you. Like I say, this contract thing only destroying us, because sometimes you put the paper, the pen to the paper, you paying all kind of contract, and you ain't getting no value for money. So hire the people, because like I say, it ain't a temporary thing. This have to go on, this have to do. And so, like, you know, Blue Road and them was done, you know, a couple years ago. Now, Carmichael Road is a mess. You sometimes, between me and you, I'm going to leave on this. You have to decide which one the main thoroughfare road you want to go on. You have to decide if I want to come Coral Harbor Road or I want to drive come Michael Road. You have to decide which road. They need payment bond, man. But anyhow.
No, I appreciate your call. And, yeah, we do need to pave. And we also need to get those machinery that you were talking about. The world graders.
This day and time, one machining a current man, you need to, you know, and stop this contract. All this contract doing is pulling up somebody's pocket. You know, we ain't doing a good job with this contract. All that doing. Everything, they contract, fixing up somebody. A bunch of foolishness, man.
And the more things change, the more they stay the same, my brother. And
like I say, one machine, when that broke down, that's the end of that. These roads been bad for years. You get in power. You only see the vision still, let me, you know. And again, the devil with the car, everybody look to get full of their pocket. And at the end of the day, you know, you pay over $40 million on licensing car alone. Huh?
Yeah, and I mean, people make the investment in their cars. We know the situation with car parts and stuff around here. And people, you know, make that investment because it's part of their livelihood. It's important to them to get to and fro. And when you hit these potholes and do damage to your car, it's not cheap.
Yeah, it ain't easy, bro. You got to slow tire get warped, drop in there, this drop. And then again, you check it out. Some of them, when they say they patch it, man, you got to go around some of them patch. When they do, sometimes you can't help it. You got to just go slow around it because it's bumpy. I know a couple when they say they do. And so, again, I repeat myself, ain't foolishness, and hire people permanent, man.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Well, I have good points. You got some spots to talk. I'm sure you're chiming back in on that, too. You're all still doing well, holding firm.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. But good to hear from you, as always, my brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
All right. Now, Pearly, I tell you, man, we talking sports now.
Yes, sir.
And, I guess we got to do today in sports history.
You know, that's a must.
I cannot do that.
That's a must.
But listen, I got something lined up. I got Rich Eisen lined up, and we talk sports and we talk football. A brief clip. I'm going to deal with that AFC North. And I'm going to take me and you out of the equation and let Rich deal with the AFC North. Because we got a lot of...
That's what? That's Buffalo?
No.
That's Baltimore?
That's Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Somebody and we got a lot. Me yesterday, telling Pittsburgh coming to it.
Boy, listen here. I got Leo being in the chat group riding hard for the Steelers. Obi gonna make it. You know the Steelers saying something because Obi called me now. So when would you like me to make my return to talk football on the show? I said we never told you to leave. Pittsburgh was in the toilet and you disappeared. You could come back whenever.
So now he has hopes.
Oh, now he's back. He's back on. The Steelers, one of the most successful franchises in the history of the NFL, one of the best drafting franchises. Yeah, he had a good draft last go round.
Yeah. Still coming to it.
But anyway, we'll let Rich.
Still ain't gonna make the playoffs.
We'll let Rich Eisen break it down. I've told the Steelers fans they are a year away. Next year they're gonna be a team to reckon with.
Barring no injuries.
Correct. And making sure that Kenny Pickett.
I heard a very interesting story today. Fella asks, you know, my pal, my good friend Stephen A. Smith, who does he think have a better chance of making the Super Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys or the New York?
Oh, God.
And Stephen A. Smith said the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you know, he said that just to come back and
he said, I'm not saying that Dallas is a better, but Dallas has a easier road to the Super Bowl because there are really only two challenges they have with there, which is Philadelphia
and
the 49ers.
Yeah.
He said, in the AFC, the Jets got to go through Buffalo, through Miami, through Cincinnati, through Kansas City, through the Chargers. So they have a harder road. So that's his rationale. And I kind of agree with him on that. Even though none of them can make the Super Bowl, I still agree with him.
Well, maybe the AFC is a little tougher than the NFC this year. As far as teams lining up.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Jets are as good as people have them on paper. As they're hyping them up to be, yes, I like Garrett Wilson, the young receiver. I like healthy Breece Hall, the young running back for the future. But I'm looking at some dudes that are long in the tooth, like Dalvin Cook, like Rodgers at quarterback.
I didn't realize Dalvin Cook was ranked that low in fantasy football.
Buddy, let me ask
136 or something like that?
But let me show you something. Randall Cobb, all 212-year-old third receiver in New York.
Yes.
So I'm looking at that team, and I'm saying,
Plus, they have an offensive line that is not together.
And there's something emanating out of New York, too, that the majority of the offensive players aren't really happy with the new offensive coordinator. So that might be a problem later on down, too.
Right?
And I think, to tell you the truth, if you look at Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is mailing it in, collecting a check for the next 2 years, and he's out of there.
No, but you know, Aaron is really into it because he took a $35 million pay cut. But he might have lost that anyway when they cut him.
But didn't he just sign another deal for 2 years in New York where he got some money?
That's when he signed it, and they cut him from what he would have made like this year. So they call it a pay cut, but it ain't a pay cut. It's just that he's just making a little less money. But he don't need to make no more money. He got plenty.
And the Jets, like I say, until they invest in a quarterback, like through the draft and stick with them and put some investment into the young kid, they're going to keep having this problem at the quarterback position. Problem is with them.
All right. I'm not worrying about them. They have three other teams that had younger quarterbacks in that division.
All right, so let's check out today in sports history. I'll brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We got a couple of callers on the line, Mr. Producer. All right, let them know we talking sports. If they talking sports, all good. If they talking politics, well, we got a whole lot for tomorrow.
Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow.
Wow, you just freaked me out with that because it started reverbing through here. I was like, we had a baseball stadium. Hello.
Now batting fourth.
Fourth.
Clean up.
There you go.
Right fielder.
Aaron. You got it.
Judd.
All right. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. On this day, August 31st, 1881, the first tennis championships in the U.S. were played. 1950, Gilbert hit four home runs in a single game off of four different pitches.
Dodgers.
Yeah, but
Bill Hodges, Dodgers.
He had four home runs off four different pitches. That means all four of them pitches sucked.
Reminded me of them Diamondbacks last night. But anyway, go ahead.
1959, Sandy Koufax had a National League record by striking out 18 batters. And, of course, he played for who, Pearly?
The Dodgers. Probably the greatest left-hander that ever lived.
1968, at the Summer Olympics in Mexico City, Mike Powell set a record when he jumped 29 feet, 4.5 inches in the long jump.
68 Mexico Olympics, is that right?
Correct.
That's high altitude?
Correct.
And they're saying they're probably not, that record still stands, right?
I think so. I might have been broken. I got to double check that.
Oh, okay.
Broken, but very recently. Yeah. 1969, Madonna died in an airplane crash in Iowa. Didn't Payne Stewart die in an airplane crash in Iowa?
Payne was in a plane that they all fell asleep. No. And it just flew and crashed in Iowa.
The plane, Payne Stewart was on a plane that had a carbon monoxide malfunction. They were all rendered unconscious, including the pilot, and the plane drifted from where it was supposed to go and just flew off course and crashed a cornfield in Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there's like two or three people, famous people, that have died in plane crashes in Iowa. What is it with cornfield and plane crashes and celebrities and Iowa? That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to stay with that because I saw the movie Children of the Corn.
That was a good movie, too. That was a really good movie. All right. How about this one? 1995, Judge Lance Ito ruled that only two tapes of racist comments by Mark Furman could be played in the trial of O.J. Simpson. And we know how that worked out.
Yes.
Sports quote of the day. Go out that door to victory. Newt Rockne, University of Notre Dame football coach, after an inspiring halftime talk. Right before that, he said, win one for the Gipper.
For the Gipper.
All right. So is that record still intact, Pearly, or has it been broken?
Some kid by the name of Ivan Pedrosa.
Ivan Pedrosa.
Pedroso.
Oh, Pedroso.
Pedroso.
Pedroso from?
Sestiera.
And where's he from?
They didn't say. I'm looking now. I'm trying to get.
But that sounds like a Cuban name to me, to tell you the truth. But I remember the record being broken.
I think, yeah.
But like I said, that record stood for a long time.
Yeah, that was, yeah. It did.
Carl Lewis was trying to break that record and all and couldn't do it.
Well, actually, from what I'm seeing here, is the world record is still, is Mike Powell. 29, 4.25 inches.
So,
Mike Powell, sorry. The Pedrosa was a win-aided.
Okay.
Jump. But Mike Powell, 29 feet, 4.25 inches, 1991.
So he still held it. But then why
But Bob Beamon.
But they listed it. Hold on.
Bob Beamon still holds the Olympic record.
They have a typo here. That should have been Bob Beamon in Mexico.
No, Bob Beamon has the Olympic record.
Not because I hate track.
29, 2.25 inches. Mike Powell jumped 29, 4.25 inches in 1991.
Yeah, but this is listed here in era. It says in 1968 at the Summer Olympics in Mexico City, Mike Powell set a record. It should have been
Bob Beamon. Okay.
And the record was later broken by Mike Powell.
Yes.
That's where it is.
Yes.
So you know we can get to the bottom of this at one way or another right here.
And that was on Talking Heads. The 1991 World Championships. That,
correct.
That he did it.
So see, there
and
you
the
go.
And the indoor world record is Ivan Pedroso.
Not been dated.
From Cuba.
I told you that sounded like a Cuban
quarter.
Name.
28, 3.25.
All right. Well, let's slide on in to who's in and who's out, Pearly. And let's get to that clip right now because we're going to talk some football.
I see Miles Gaskin signed with someone else.
Miles Gaskin signed with the Minnesota Vikings today.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to run this clip right now.
I'll be here.
From Rich Eisen. He's going to break down that AFC North. For all of you Baltimore fans, like Statboy, big contributor to the show. And, of course, Leo B. and Obi, another big contributor to the show. Steeler Nation. All right? Y'all are forgetting Cincinnati. Y'all do like the Cincinnati Bengals are a mirage. Pearly, would you consider Cincinnati? I would consider them to be maybe the front runner in that division.
They are, I think, because Burrow got hurt earlier. They thought that, but he's back in practice now.
Ready to play week one.
Yeah. So Cincinnati, you know, and they do have a bad offensive line as well. But they got Joe Burrow. He's probably the best quarterback. Could be the best quarterback in there. I mean, if
right.
You like Lamar Jackson, depends who you like.
Well, let's go to the caller. We'll deal with that caller. And then once we deal with the caller, we'll get into this Rich Eisen segment. All right? Talking about the AFC North. Okay, we'll just get into that Rich Eisen segment. Caller, you can hit us back. I will discuss the AFC North briefly, and then we'll get into some more free agent signings from the NFL. All right? And we'll get you ready for later on tonight. You have a bevy of college football games kicking off at 7 o'clock. A lot of games to watch. A lot of games to enjoy. So we'll talk about that all coming up. But right now, let's get into that segment. For all of you AFC North fans, all of you Baltimore fans, all of you Steeler fans, here's the take from Rich Eisen on who's going to win that division. Don't listen to me. Listen to Richie Eisen.
We had Odell Beckham Jr. on the program. And I got to tell you, it made me think harder about our preview of the AFC North Division. We're previewing a division every single show all the way through to the end of this week, taking us to the first week of the NFL season. Mike Del Tufo, give us some inspiration. You're up first, Chris Brockman. What do you got?
Oh, man, I'm up first.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll start at the bottom. I think the Browns. You know, a lot of unknowns with Cleveland,
but I
just think when you look at this division, they're clearly fourth. Now, this is where I zag.
Wow. Look at you.
I am with Antoine Fuqua. I am with Mike Tomlin. I think we need to talk more about the Steelers, and I think they are really going to shock some people this year. I think the Steelers win the division. I really like the Ravens' offense and the new changes that they've made. They are going to finish second and make the playoffs. I just think, I know Joe Burrow's back today, but the calf and his contract still isn't settled. I just think there's some weird stuff going on, and they're going to regress a little bit, and they're going to miss the playoffs. I have Steelers first, Ravens, Bengals, Browns.
Hot take, Chris Brockman. TJ, what do you have over there?
Okay, full disclosure, I did make this list before I saw Joe Burrow walking onto the field.
Understood.
Just want to throw it out there, but you guys know, I think this is going to be a really competitive, a really good division. So I've got the Browns fourth, but that's not indicative of how I feel. I feel they're going to have a good season. Like I said, I had the Bengals third, but that was me thinking that they're pulling an okey-doke on us with Joe Burrow's calf and he'd be out for, you know, multiple weeks. I don't know if that's the case. I got the Steelers at two and at one. I'm not really secure in these picks. I just do believe that this will be a highly competitive division, and I'm looking forward to watching these North games all season.
Me too. And we're going to see a whole bunch of them. And Cleveland's going to be tested right away. I mean, we had one of our fans call in for the win-loss game. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, home for Baltimore, are three of their first four games. So you got the Browns having a considerable test. And I here's what I think about the AFC North. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to finish in fourth place as well. I think that they're in last. And again, as you said, not indicative of their you know, step up that they might actually make.
It's a tough division.
But number three on this list, you know, I've been very high on the Steelers. I put the Steelers third. I have the Ravens second. And I think the Bengals are, you know, my one concern is Joe Burrow. When you hurt your calf, your muscle, and you have a soft tissue injury, those are tough to shake. They stay around for a while. And I'm hoping he is back and this will not be a problem. And because Trevor Siemian is quite the step down, and Bailey Zappi is no longer available. So, you know, it's going to be tough.
Throw with you.
But I still think they are the team to beat. As he said, Joe Burrow, as long as I'm around, the window is open. And today he was around, and there he is. He doesn't look any worse to wear. His hair is elite. He's swagger. He's literally swaggering on the screen. He does not look at all like he has a hitch in his giddy up, but he's not running, and he's not being chased by Myles Garrett in week one.
He's not wrapped
so,
up either.
Not yet. Yep. So he's not wrapped either. So I don't know. That could be just for show.
Maybe.
But our AFC North preview, I think the top three teams make the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
I think three come out of there, two Ooh. Comes out of the East, and one out of the South and West.
Oh, man.
You too.
So Pats and Bills? Pats and Bills in the playoffs?
How about that? How about that?
Look at us now.
That's right.
I can't wait for this. Oh, you've no idea.
Malik Cunningham should tell his family, I won't be home for Christmas. You won't be home anyway. Right,
I'd be fine forever. With that, too.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the...
There you have it, man. I think that was a good little take by Rich Eisen. You know why?
Because he picked Prince Wade to come third.
But he said they'd make the playoffs. So there you go, Steeler fans.
In Rich's lifetime. All right, let's look at it. Let's say Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets.
Okay.
Let's say Buffalo and Miami.
Right.
Then you got Cincinnati and Baltimore.
That's four.
Then you got the Chargers. They might
slip. And the Chiefs. You forget the Chiefs.
All right, then. So where they can get number six?
I just saying.
Okay.
Maybe Rich was meaning someone in the AFC East might not qualify.
Well, you know, because there's so much parity this year in terms of talent, fellas could get beat, you know, some fellas could lose. Like when the Jets come into Miami and get sweep, that's a different story. Naughty.
You saying this over and over?
You and I were arguing earlier about who's rich and who poor.
Okay. In a good middle-class neighborhood.
All right, so now Dallas Cowboys, Forbes magazine just put out its valuation of all the teams.
Okay.
Yes, okay, the Dallas Cowboys are worth $9 billion. New England Patriots are worth $7 billion. The L.A. Rams, 6.9. The Giants, 6.8. The Bears are 6.3. That's the top five. Is my Miami Dolphins. However, Miami has shown a 24% increase in its value from last time. So they've been growing, they're getting older. When we've been in the Super Bowl this year, our value going up even more.
You're still in a solid middle-class neighborhood. You're number six.
All right, so you live life at Key. I live Nassau East.
You all right? But you're still on the Eastern Road. If you was on the full-blown Eastern Road, then that's a different story.
I like being in Nassau East.
Oh, you like being there?
Yeah, I don't want to be on the Eastern Road. That's too much wind, too much salt. I got to be painting my building too much. No, that ain't going to work.
All right. Well, now we have our guest from Fresh Market.
Our guest was supposed to come a little while ago. I was concerned. I don't know if Mr. Grant like me. But if I know my woman sitting between two decent-looking fellas all day, I can tell her come home. So I swear Mr. Grant had gone to tell her come home.
That mess, really, by Pearly. I'm getting that.
So
I don't know what transpired.
To have you back here.
Prior to my arrival.
No, when I was on by myself, she came three times an hour. She didn't say you was her favorite. So you think I was going to just let that go?
Off my professionalism.
You think I was going to just let that go just like that and call you a favorite? I was going to get back at her.
Because you don't go investigate in Fresh Market like I do. You're not a foodie like me. I get the food, you do it in the air fryer. That's how this thing works, man.
But you know, I can tell you the secret. You see all this talk he's doing, right? MJ gave him notes.
And permission.
And permission.
There you go. And ain't no shame in my game. But.
But tell MJ let Sunday come. Tell MJ let Sunday come. See if you don't fall out.
Anyway, MJ say, your fingers is get broken on Sunday. If you want to play, just do the dialing. If you don't dial, you get no plate. You know who's get that, right?
I will call
I'll
him.
Take care of the second one.
I'll call him.
Charlie Massey don't want this. I'll have this. And plus, I don't be into...
Yes, his wife called on. I haven't called, so that's what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and plus, I don't be entertaining feeding dolphin fans, to tell you the truth. If I could feed you, I like, I can give you all my fresh market food. I can give you all something else.
Ms. Grant. So, we're winding down. You have a little more than an hour to go before you can donate. I did mine. I'm a loyalty member. Brand new.
Yeah. You got a little white card too, Tony?
I got a little white card.
The club, man.
I got a little white card. And I made a donation to the cause.
And here's the good thing about it, man. If you take your white card, your loyalty card, and you go to any fresh market, and you happen to forget your card, just give them your phone number, and they'll give you all the points.
I know that, Naughty.
I just wanted to remind you.
I also know.
I know you.
I know. I get I get 1 point for every dollar I spend. I also know at this time right now, which is approximately 5:33, I can go in a hot box, which I'm going to go when we get off, and get my triple points.
And how long did it take you to sign up?
It wasn't 5 minutes because Wally said, "You back already?"
Put in my name.
Put in my number. She. I was like, beep.
But if you would have left that up to you,
good to go.
You would have still been over there.
Probably. So the lady was cute who was serving me, so I would have been mind staying a little longer.
I surprised you didn't drop your signature line when you walk in the back of that deli.
I didn't have to. I saw.
Pearly, 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 pearly. Pearly. Oh, Lord. Pearly, you didn't get your own show. Now you can't say that, you know.
Only you want to say it now. You'd be know what my signature line is. I'll tell you off air. We can't say it on air.
Yeah, you can't do that. No. But also, folks, bear in mind, though, that Fresh Market, like I say, available for you, not just here, at Harbor Bay. They have an awesome store out there at Old Fort Bay. They got another great store out there in the east. And they got another, the original store, right there, what I call on the highway, right there by the mall. Super Center.
And Yamacraw.
Yamacraw's get beat bad in baseball season, you know. Don't feel they get left out. In baseball season, they just get beat bad.
Right across the street.
Right then.
There's a rumor going around town that we should be expecting a fifth Fresh Market soon or fifth Solomon's soon.
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, you said that.
Listen, it's going to so I don't know, you know.
Which location? What part?
Which location?
It's all farther. It's on the corner. Oh, it's right up the road from Caribbean Bottling.
Hold on. You mean Caribbean Bottling out in the Best Buy?
On the highway. Just before
right
you
down
get
from
before you get Carmichael Road.
Uh-huh.
Before you get to Carmichael Road.
Okay. Boy, look here.
It's my job to do that. It's my job as being on the talk show, but not to do that. And the next job that I have, I need to know what's going on in the country.
And especially with, you know, how to load up your air fryer.
But, you know, it's even good because that'll even be closer to me to get my smoke, you know.
All right. Text up. They got between now and 7. If you come into any Fresh Market round, you go to the hot box, you're going to get triple points.
And Solomon's.
And take advantage of that. And get your triple points.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, between 9 and 7, you get them triple points. And you don't want to miss out on them points.
The donation takes you 30 seconds.
The donation takes you 30 seconds.
She hits payout bomb, then she hits snackathon bomb. She takes my money and put it in, and that's it. That took 30 seconds.
And make sure you're a loyal, before you leave, you're a My Solomon Smart Rewards loyalty customer.
Now, you know what I did forget to do? Into marketing.
Oh.
Can I go back and have that redone?
You can go back and have it redone. So okay. Anybody who left and did not get to opt into marketing, you can do that in our stores.
So when I'm shopping and when I go to pay, I can tell her opt me in? Okay. I will
Even
do that.
If you're not shopping, you can go to customer service and say that.
I told you I need half and half, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I want some of that yellow watermelon.
Yep, and the orange watermelon, and all the healthy snacks that we do have in the store.
Yeah, and that's another big thing, too, at Fresh Market.
great organic products, man.
Yeah,
organic.
And I'm not cooking. I'm not cooking today. The air fryer is going to stay on the dry, on the shutdown today. Yeah. I'm gonna hit the hot box before I leave as well.
Are you like fruit? So they got a wide selection of seedless grapes too. If you're a fan of grapes and the fruit, I endorse them, man. I love the grapes.
There's
Have
a big
you
game tonight.
Cotton candy ones.
I tasted the cotton candy ones, and I tasted other ones just in them, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I be knowing, man. I get around. Seedless grapes. San Patins means no seeds, just in case you all wanted to know.
What?
San Patins means without seeds.
He's quite fluent in Espanol.
Oh, yeah.
But what I like is you can get your cantaloupe, you can get your honeydew, you get your watermelon, you get your blackberries.
All
you
in
get
one
your,
container.
You get your raspberries. You get all of that.
I love the containers. Because, you know, when I sit down tonight watching us beat up on the Braves, showing who's really the best team in baseball, I'll be eating some grapes.
Now, one thing I like about the fruit is I got to turn my two on to healthier stuff now, especially with them embracing sports the way they are. And then Donnie, he'll go through all the fruit by the time he get home. I'm done gone.
He's at that age. It's cheaper to clothe him than to feed him.
No.
And then he's growing, so it's probably harder to clothe him, do it.
Neither. It ain't nothing cheap about that kid. Nothing cheap about neither of them.
Please leave my nephews alone. They're good kids.
Yeah, man. But what I'm saying is the fact is when you come and you shop regularly and they come with you, they actually have now gotten into it. Oh, I want the grapes. I want this. I want that.
Okay.
That built up their taste buds, what they like.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
It makes it easier as a parent. When kids shop, you like it, makes it easier from store to table because trust me, they picky.
Yeah.
They finicky.
So... Yep. Naomi, tell us a little more about what's going to happen when you end the snackathon today. Then we get ready to go into the Feeding 5000.
That's awesome program.
So Feed 5000 is going to start up in November, and that's where you can do the same thing you've done for the snackathon, where you can donate your change, you can donate whatever amount to the Feed 5000 program, and that's when we're going to be feeding families for the holiday.
I'm going to ask a question. Probably going to get me a little bit of trouble
right now, boy.
But I'm going to ask this question. This feeding of the 5,000 is going to be a little more than fish and bread this time, right?
Oh, it's always more than fish and bread.
Okay.
It's always more than fish and
bread. The first feeding of the 5,000 was, you know, five loaves of bread and fish.
Let's see, AML
two
Foods.
Loaves of fish.
Hmm? We're in the grocery business.
Okay, so we need to do more than fish and bread.
More than fish and
Excellent.
Bread.
Okay. Excellent. So, anything else you want to tell us? Anything else we need to know about this program? Anything else we need to make sure people know?
Make sure you get in here before 7 o'clock so that you can get in on the promotion.
So you're a little over an hour and 20 minutes.
Everything we do collect is going to go to. Feed the hungry child to be able to give them a better school year, better BGCSE.
Well, you know, we're shooting for BGC, the headline.
Results.
I already told Candy what the headline is next year. BGCSE exams encouraging.
Yes. And don't forget that when you come into our stores, you're going to see some shifting around. We're closing up all of the empty spaces to make sure that you have more variety in the gourmet and specialty items that we do have at both of our Fresh Market stores.
Excellent.
You need any help, just go ahead and check one of our store associates. They will be able to assist you because they've been assisting me all day.
It seems like the people here are very friendly.
Very
particularly
friendly.
The workers. I mean, the one young lady that did my loyalty program was very nice. And then the pretty young lady who took my donation was very nice as well.
Yes.
So, and I've heard from talking to one of the customers, talking about the people in here are very, very nice.
Yes, we've been working hard at making sure that our customers feel comfortable in this transition, although it is a little frustrating because we're not just moving items, we're moving aisles. So
you change it. So you used to walking on one aisle to find something. Hey!
For a whole hour.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
But yes, it's going to be all for the better. The customers are going to see brand new items. Every day, you're going to see something new.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And don't forget Friday for Pasta Friday.
No, I'm tomorrow. If I don't make it tomorrow, it'll be next Friday for sure.
Yes. Hey,
but it's definitely going
to
have some pasta.
Call to Old Fort Bay and tell them to reinstate me for Pasta Fridays, please.
Okay.
I want to tote. They dumped you?
I go on that tote and they probably know you know me. I said tote. I was a proud tote. I ain't no shame. I go on buying an industrial size 10 foot and a couple of them plates and I started toting. And I had but four or five before they catch themselves.
You know, we can't carry behemoths nowhere.
Not with food. Not like that. And don't let it be a sample either.
And it's good food,
and
right?
It's good too. Very good.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the guy when they got the taste test going on here, too, trying for the tacos as well.
They were doing a taste test on tacos one day, but I made four laps around there. I extended. They tell the wife, we got to stay. We got to buy some more stuff.
And now we've reinstated this tacos.
So, so now when they do promotions, they see you coming to the door, they say, oh, Lord. Total reach.
Live. That's like letting certain individuals into the all-you-can-eat buffet. You see them rolling, you're like, no, you got to live.
But I remember one time when some Jonghu fellas went away and they had this buffet. The fellas, they get run.
They get beat.
They get run out. Get out. No more. Money back. We give you your money back.
I've been run from a couple of buffets in my time, too. No, I, a couple I of can, comics, we stayed in there for a while.
I can do a buffet. I can do a buffet.
All right. Well, Freddie, we got to get to the break. We got Rich Eisen taking us on. Well,
before we go, I want Naomi to do a pick.
Do a pick, man, yeah.
Yeah, because normally at the end of the show, we pick for our sponsor, one of our sponsors, we pick...
For the Island Games.
The Island Games. We pick the games.
Okay.
So I'm gonna just throw a theme out, then you decide how you want. You know, sometimes women is picking how the uniform look and all that, right?
So make it quick, Pearly.
Okay, let's go quick. Los Angeles Dodgers playing the Atlanta Braves.
Uh-huh.
Pick
who
one.
You like, the Dodgers or the Braves?
The Braves.
I used to like you. San Diego Padres and the New York and the San Francisco Giants.
Cool.
Okay. We can do two football, Florida and the Utah. University of Florida against University of Utah.
Florida.
And take the points for Florida in that. You'll
be a
winner.
Take the points. And then we're going to look at North Carolina A&T, this HBCU team, North Carolina A&T against University of Alabama, Birmingham, I think that is.
North Carolina.
Okay. There you got them.
All right. There you got them. And notice the beauty of that Medi Island game. Pretty just went all across the sports landscape because football is back. You got baseball in there. You got college football in there. And you got other sports now popping back up that you can jump on, and baseball still to go.
Yep.
And in a week, you got NFL and college football action. So get that account set up with the Island Game. Bet it, set it, and forget it. And always remember to play responsibly.
And you know what was so good for this week? We just finished sending Arizona further down by sweeping them. I'm so happy.
And in a minute, you can get sweep out here by the producer if you don't go to the break. So we want to thank Solomons for having us, everybody who supported it, all the sponsors. Everybody who chimed in, good stuff. We'll take the quick break, and Rich Eisen taking us home today. Well, actually, Skip Bayless taking us home today, and Sal Macho. Yeah, they got issues with Dak Prescott being the ninth-rated quarterback in the league. So we're going to hear that story on the flip side of the break. Thank you for the birthday wishes. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Shavara Roka Enias, Chick Cherney Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award will definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what, I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Too many debt bills?
overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 823-4374.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy neighbors, Percy's Island game on your account, and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Working in the Star when Dak Prescott got drafted, I was actually working for the Cowboys in media 2016, 2017. Yeah. I was there the first 2 years. Dak Prescott is good, as he's shown us all to be. He's good enough to throw for 4 touchdowns in a playoff game and beat the Bucs, but then he's just good enough to lay that same egg versus the San Francisco 49ers. In my mind, Key, Dak Prescott is not as bad as people make him out to be, and he's not as great as people make him out to be.
Yep.
So how good is he? He's good enough to get an MVP vote. How good is he? He's good enough to win the division. How good is he? He's good enough to have the best team in the NFC, but I don't think Dak Prescott is good enough to be the reason the Cowboys win a Super Bowl. No. Mm. I think Dak Prescott can be a very good driver, but he's going to have to be a passenger in a Super Bowl game. And it comes down to this, and Skip, you've covered the league long enough to know. Think about the worst quarterbacks in the last 15 years to win Super Bowls. You could say Joe Flacco, but he had an 11 touchdown, zero interception run. Hey,
Joe Flacco in the postseason was Joe Montana.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You could say Nick Foles, my former roommate Nick Foles, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception en route to winning a Super Bowl. You could say Eli Manning, over his 2 Super Bowl runs, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I would simply ask, can Dak do that? I don't think so. I don't think Dak Prescott can have a 6 touchdown, 1 interception run. Skip, I don't think Dak Prescott can have an 11 touchdown, no interception run.
There was a Jim McMahon going back to the day in Chicago. They won with him with maybe the greatest defense ever.
Correct. You could bring up guys like Trent Dilfer, et cetera.
2002 Bucs, the Ravens.
Hey, watch out. Leave my quarterback Brad alone.
But he was just decent.
Correct.
Just pretty good.
Most quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, most. I'm not talking about the Joe Montana of the world. Yeah, they all have pedestrian Super Bowls. They most of them do when you look at the stat lines.
Except for Brady and Montana.
You know, but even when Brady had 400 plus yards throwing and doing all, he lost. So it's a certain way you win come postseason. Do I think Dak Prescott has the ability to help the Cowboys win a Super Bowl in the right situation, the right circumstances? 100%. But he's got to get help from everybody. This ain't just about Dak. We make it about Dak a lot. For whatever reason, he's a quarterback of the star. Everybody's watching him. We have these conversations literally every single day. Mm-hmm. You say to yourself, is he a top 10 quarterback? It's probably right at the right there, 8, 9. Because
debating, is he 12, 11?
No, but there's not 9 quarterbacks better than Dak Prescott when you think about it. There's not.
I could find him.
You can go Patrick Mahomes. Sir. You can go Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Who else?
You done?
Who am I making?
I'll go Trevor Lawrence. I go Deshaun Watson.
There's 2 people. Trevor Lawrence you saw last year, and he's like, okay, cool.
Fair.
Cool. Not right? You like the hair, and he's a family guy, and he stands in the pocket tall. You like that. That looks good to you. And then Deshaun, we saw him 3 years ago. Well, it is now.
Okay,
so that's my whole point.
Fair.
You erase those 2 out of the equation. Kirk Cousins? No, you wouldn't take Kirk Cousins over the damn Dak Prescott.
Yep.
So when you start to think about it, you can go Carr, they're probably the same. I think he has the ability to take the Cowboys far. He's got to cut down on the turnovers. You talk about the San Francisco 49er game. I continue to keep saying this. When you look at the tape, the interception to the Amador Lenore, who jumped the out route.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't step into the throw.
Sure.
Nick Bosa sitting in his lap.
Don't do this, Key. Don't make excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses. I'm giving facts.
Throw it away.
He can't. Again, I'll explain to you like I explain to everybody else. When you are a quarterback and you go to pull the trigger, it's very hard to pull it back when it's already gone. It's hard.
Lenore had a jump on that off the.
No. Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's just one interception. That's just one.
That's one.
There was a couple of them.
Okay.
There was a couple of them.
So, Keith, I got to tell you.
I swear, man, the CeeDee Lamb interception. CeeDee Lamb tricked the quarterback. You cannot trick the quarterback, but you blame the quarterback. He's got to do a better job. The Green Bay game, he throws the interception across the middle. 2 receivers can't be stacked on each other.
I agree with that.
So I discount, and you'll learn to discount. Wait, hold on. You guys will learn to discount interceptions to quarterbacks. I don't protect quarterbacks, but you'll learn to discount them because so many things happen when they throw the football. Tip balls, they get the credit for that. Mm-hmm. Bad route, interception, they get the credit for that. And we look at the stat line, and you say, well, Key, he threw 17 INTs. Well, cut that down, man. It's not really 17 because it ain't all his fault. I'm just being.
But you can't do that. There's no.
Oh, you absolutely. No,
INT.
The film can do that.
Skip can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
No, I can do that. And the reason I can do it because I know what I'm seeing and I'm watching. And you do too. But you refuse to do that. You refuse to do it because you have now fell into the thing of piling on. That's what you have done.
I look at it like this, and it's very simple for me. Skip, I don't think that Dak Prescott is a great eraser. I think quarterbacks that are great have to be erasers. It's like, man, our defense just gave up a 90-yard 8-play drive, a 90-yard 12-play drive. Dak, go fix it. Yep. Remember Patrick Mahomes versus the Buffalo Bills. Go fix
it. But nobody is confusing him with Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. Of course. But can you be Nick Foles in the playoffs? Can you be Joe Flacco in the playoffs? Can you be Matthew Stafford in the playoffs? That's all you necessarily need. I don't need him to be Pat or Brady.
He probably, Skip.
Yeah.
He probably could. Mm-hmm. We will have to wait and see.
We've seen for several
years. I have seen enough. I have tried and tried and tried some more to love this man. I loved him from the start. But I look back now and I think maybe Zeke had more to do with it than I gave Zeke credit for. I'm talking about going all the way back to 2016 when they ran off with the whole NFC and went 13-3 and then lost to Aaron, of course, at Dallas in the shootout game. Dak played great in that game. But in the biggest picture, I believe he's just good enough to leave us frustrated as Cowboy fans. I believe he's just good enough to keep his job because he's fringy top 10. You could make 8 case, 9 case, whatever case. And it's just good enough. We say, well, you know, yeah, we gotta go on. Give him another contract and give me another heartache because this guy is the ultimate. I thought Romo was a Romo coaster ride, roller coaster ride. This guy's even what I used to call roller coaster rides because I don't do well on roller coasters. It's a vomit ride. And this guy is the ultimate vomit ride for me because, to your point, he goes to Tampa in that first playoff game, and he plays the game of his life. I've never seen anything like him that game, 0 to 100. He's 97. He's 25 of 33 for 305 with 4 touchdowns and no picks. It was perfection. Mm-hmm. Sends Tom into the sunset. But he does not do well with expectations created by America's team, and that is the hottest seat in all of pro football is to be the quarterback, as you well know, for that team, especially when all of a sudden expectations go through the roof at Jerry World, and now you're going out to San Francisco to play, obviously, a very good defense.
I was going to let you finish.
Okay.
And I was going to get there.
Yeah, okay. But I'm going to get back to that game because it was, the defense holds Brock Purdy and company and Kyle Shanahan to 19. You should have a shot, man. 19, give me a 20 to 19. Give me a 21 to 19, right?
That's it. But Key, you're making a bunch of excuses for Dak, which I do understand.
It's not excuses, it's explanations of why those things occur.
Excuses and explanations are the fine line between the two.
No.
But to me, you gotta be greater than your greatest excuse. Okay, CeeDee Lamb, you messed up. Let me go atone for it on the next drive. Because Tony Pollard did get hurt. Like, Tony got hurt. Michael Gallup's not great.
It changes the game.
To me, it's like Dak has to be better than his best excuse. He's a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Really good quarterback.
I'll buy that.
But I don't know
But how many quarterbacks, when things start to fall apart, how many QBs step up and take control of a bad situation? How many?
I would say the winners do. Like last year, you would say, we all know this. And I know, Skip, you may not agree. Jalen Hurts did last year.
No, he did.
Last year, Jalen Hurts.
What was his bad situation?
Indianapolis Colts. You're about to lose to the Colts. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown just fumbles. You're down, I believe it may have been 13-10. He's like, you know what? Put the team on my back, march down the field.
But I'm not arguing the regular season.
Okay.
I'm talking about the postseason.
Understood.
That season moments, we can pull them up on the archives 1,000 times. We're talking about the postseason.
Okay.
His regular season numbers... Wins totals have been, you know, no.
Okay,
they've gone to the playoffs. They win in the regular season.
He do be winning.
He win in the regular season.
Last year, wildly inconsistent. Six interception games.
I understand. He threw 3 pick sixes throughout the year.
And at Green Bay.